Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in this morning in the Big Show studio, an award-winning actor, comedian, best-selling author. He does it all. It's a one-man band. Please welcome Bob Saget.
So happy to be here.
Nice to see you.
You're too sexy for my morning. I love that song. Who did that song? Who sang that song for you guys? That was really good.
Out of work singers.
Yeah,
I love when they're out of work.
Right,
exactly. Great. No, I don't.
The one thing about having you on the show, we can never cover all the topics because you do so many damn different things.
I'm going to learn juggling. I'm going to go crazy. Work at Cuisinart. I'm going to get a cooking show.
Uh-oh.
So many different things. You're doing Count Basie Theater in Red Bank tonight. That's a beautiful place.
It is. It's almost sold out, I think. And then... What's the big one? Yeah, right. PlayStation Theater right in Times Square.
Right.
That one's not sold out, but it looks like it is. So they got to just check it out later today online.
You mean it's not, but it looks like it is.
I know. That's everything. That's the whole world.
Yeah, they do that. Open up. And then the Paramount, too, which is a great.
In Huntington, beautiful. That's almost sold out.
Yeah, our pal Jim Brewer does a regular thing there.
I love him so much.
He's the best.
I've known him forever.
I've known him
a long time.
Love
Nobody can do a little goat or Joe Pesci like
Nobody.
Goat boy.
And he comes by every so often. And he always looks like he just got out of bed.
Well, that's another reason.
Yeah.
If you ever saw the movie Half Baked, that explains it.
Yeah.
I was in that movie for 30 seconds, and it changed and ruined my career.
Now, you also had this new thing coming, that Videos After Dark on ABC. That starts this summer, right?
That'll be out. Well, they're saying at 10 o'clock at night, definitely ABC, of course, and it will be on either in the summer or in the fall. They're trying to decide.
And what's it about?
It's an hour long. Oh, no, it's a half an hour. It's 2 half-hour put together. I don't know what it is.
Is it like grown up?
No, it is adult video show, and I get to write it and with two other wonderful friends, and I get to exec produce it with Vin DeBono, the guy that hired me when I was 29, 30 years old.
Wow.
And I did America's Funniest Home Videos for 8 years, and then Tom Bergeron took over, and here it is.
8 years?
I did it just for 8 years,
wow.
but there was no YouTube, there was nothing, there was no internet.
Yeah,
it was
still the guy that people think started that whole thing.
And I did. I was the gateway to the groin hit. If you wanted to see that, I was the guy.
Crotch, right?
Yeah, right. But now people are naked, so it's blurred.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's cursing, but it's bleeped. Mm-hmm. And it's me kind of doing my stand-up, but not all the way.
Right.
But my stand-up is a precious thing to me, which is... So that comes on either in the summer, Videos After Dark. And there is no contest. It's just they get $500 if they upload. Now you upload.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new world.
Yeah.
So 8-track tapes are out.
I remember used to show the address to send your package.
The original way that they started that show, when I was not hired, there was an ad in People magazine, send your tapes. So people were sending Beta and VHS.
Right.
Millennials, I'm sorry, Beta existed.
Exactly.
Now it's just some other meta thing. I don't know.
That's not a guy running for president.
No, I don't know what's going on.
Something we used to have.
What a world.
You're newly married, too.
I am.
So cool. You said you were not married for 23 years.
Yeah, I got divorced 23 years ago, and I'm close to my ex-wife, and she's a good person. We have three amazing daughters, but I met my wife, Kelly, 3 years ago, and we've been married 5 months.
Is it hard to adjust to suddenly being in that kind of a...
Even last night, I said, we're married, you know, which is really... It's fun for both of us because we've both been through a bunch of stuff, and it's just nice to...
Where did you meet Kelly?
Well, it was through a mutual friend, Ro Khan in Chicago?
Yeah.
Right. So he's a...
She's a talk show guy.
Yeah, talk show guy, WGN.
Wife does it with him, did it with him.
Yeah, not anymore. That's over. But that's been a while.
The partnership.
Maybe the partnership still goes. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
But maybe I'm talking out of school. I don't know. But we're in New York. I mean, he's not listening. He's doing his show.
Yeah,
but he was
they
a friend of
you.
He introduced us, kind of, and we it kind of happened virally, to be honest with you. I had seen her on Instagram, and then, which it sounds disgusting, but
another perv I didn't swipe on Instagram.
Left, right? But it was kind of cool because I contacted him and said, "Do you know Kelly?" Because I would not have gone and like direct messaged her. It's creepy.
Hey, it's me, Bob Saget.
Right? It sounds creepy automatically. Knock at the door.
I'm on Full House.
Right? Danny Tanner wants to know
I'm
you.
Danny Tanner over here.
But actually, we became kind of friends, and then. I didn't think anything was going to happen. I'm tired of running after people in my life. I don't do it. That's why I've never had any weird things happen, because I'm too shy to throw myself
go
at
after
anybody.
It.
Back in the day, though, there was a time, because I've been divorced for 23 years, so it's kind of, you know, I did act on Entourage, so there was a little bit of reality in there, but times have changed. You can't even make a show like that.
So
now.
It just suddenly blossomed into something more than
a
friendship.
We about 2 weeks after she came to L.A. on business with her entourage of working people and her publicist and producer, we went on a date in Las Vegas. So
wow.
that was a lascivious laugh of mine, but it was really fun. And we
That's
kind of felt
where it first happened.
Yep.
And we fell for each other. And we went to the Love Show, the Beatles Love Show.
Right.
And that was
great.
As gooey as you can get. Mm-hmm. People from trapezes. And then drank some absinthe. Next thing we knew, we were...
Oh, boy, that'll do it
together.
Too.
It did. And we saw the show Absinthe, which I recommend.
You wake up, you go like this. I really like you.
Yeah, right. Well, you wake up and you go, I'm happy you're here. That's
right.
Like... And we haven't been apart since. And then we got married. It was wonderful. And she's my bestie, you know.
Bob Saget with us today. You know, it's funny because it's so weird. You hear these stories, and I'm just like you about I'm very shy. I've always been very shy since I was a kid.
Right.
But you hear these stories about this. How'd you guys meet? Well, I thought I liked him, but I thought I liked her, but she told me no. I just kept asking. I just go, oh my God, the first time she tells me no, I leave.
Right.
And that's, you know what I'm talking about.
No, yeah, I know what you're saying. You want to hear yes.
Yeah.
But one knows enough.
Yeah.
What especially in this climate, we want to say no.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no.
Oh, God, I'm sorry I asked.
Respect the no, yeah.
No means we never spoke.
Right.
No means strike through all typing.
Yes. Now, you just walked in a few minutes ago, so I have no idea. But
right.
Do you talk about your friend Lori? Do you discuss that in your stand-up or
no,
in your interviews?
No, zero. I'm in the no comment world.
Yeah.
It's just me and my shrink.
I got you. Well,
can we call your shrink?
My shrink won't speak.
It was kind of a shock, though. I mean, to see something like that and to be so successful in her career, that big thing on the Hallmark, and all of a sudden they actually, I don't know if you heard this or not, but they actually took the last movie that they did.
It's actually a series, yeah.
Yeah, well, the episodes of the series, they took her out completely,
which
requires a lot of surgery.
I think they have 6 episodes coming, which is one less than they were supposed to have, and they excised her from all of them. And they're not sure what's going to happen after that.
They tried to do that with me on Fuller House, but Danny Tanner won't go.
Yeah, you're kind of the thing.
Well,
yeah.
I'm the dad. Stamos is the thing. But
no, you're the thing.
All I do is send love. And
that's a great show.
It's send love. Is there a show called Send Love?
No, there might be now.
I think we can, and we can all get a piece of that.
Isn't there something? I read about one
You're
other
playing
thing.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, aren't you?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too. I dated all 3 of them.
It's a message.
You can't say that anymore.
No.
But they could have been men or little people. They could
know.
Be anything.
Can
you
still
know.
Can you still be funny working under those ridiculous conditions?
Yes. And okay. In fact, I'll say things in my... I love my stand-up more now than ever because I don't go political and I don't go religious. Mm-hmm. And if I do, I... There's 90 disclaimers, and I'll say, here's a bunch of stuff that I can't say anymore. And then there's 7 minutes of stuff I can't say anymore. And it's not like I'm some blue act or anything. People, you know, because I was Danny Tanner, Family Guy, and then the Family Video Show.
You used to work blue.
I always did. Well, I didn't even call it blue. I just thought it was funny. I was like a 9-year-old that just learned a bunch of words.
Yeah.
You know, I have a joyousness in doing stand-up. I love bringing the audience together, no matter what they are, no matter what they believe, no matter who they are. are. I just love that they're all leaving. I played Washington night before last, and it was just, it felt so good. Yeah. And people, there is no across the aisle at my show. You know, yeah. It's just everybody's there with a collective experience.
It's kind of great to see that immediate feedback, too. When you do television, you know somebody else recognizes you on the street. But when you're right there, immediate feedback and the laughs and all that, right?
Yeah, and it teaches me I'm working on new stuff, so it helps me with that. And it really helps me just... And I like to talk to the audience, so no matter how big the venue, which is really difficult if you're playing like, right. 10,000 people at a music festival, mm-hmm. but I still do it. I love, you got people there. They call it crowd work, but that's not what it is. It's talking to people.
It's a conversation.
Yeah, and they tell me anything because I'm like the dad from TV.
Right, so they trust you.
And they look.
Mistaken trust.
And they're made to look at me and say, what?
And it's not that shocking because I'm not dropping a lot of those bombs. I just connect and then I try to talk to them about proctology and gynecology and things that matter.
Don't you have another project you're working on too? What's it called? Benjamin.
It's Benjamin, and it comes out April 23rd, and it's the first original Redbox release. So years ago, there was another company that just used to get your DVDs in the mail, and they mm-hmm. became like the biggest thing that exists on Earth.
Right.
This company, Redbox, has 50 million subscribers, so they're huge, and they have their kiosks that people have seen all over the country.
Yeah.
And so this movie's going to be April 23rd dropping everywhere, and you can stream it or buy it, which it's the very first original title.
Tell
and
you
it's
what, you it's got a comedy. Everything covered. You got Redbox, you got Netflix covered, you got everything.
I'm trying. ABC? I'm trying. I got ABC. Yeah. Going back to Disney, I got to clean the act up a little bit. You can't mess around with the mouse.
No, you don't mess.
There goes all my Little Mermaid material.
He is Bob Saget, Count Basie, Red Bank tonight, PlayStation Saturday night, Paramount Huntington Sunday night. We have no idea how many tickets are available. Go to bobsaget.com. They'll have a better shot. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so much. Good to see you,
my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.